we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. As the old dance band leaders used to say, I'd like you to meet the boys. Four boys, one girl, to be precise, because apart from our scorer, Leonie Lawson, we have John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis North. John, I wonder if you can work this out. Why should this music make me think it's Wednesday? Partly a linguistic thing, this.
What, sir? Something about...
It's yes. Nocturnal serenade.
Yes, that's right. What's the language of serenata notturna?
Italiano.
Yes. So, it's Italian
like
nighttime.
I keep
about.
On thinking it's Thursday, as one hippopotamus said to the other, but it's...
No. Frank knows this. Nighttime in Italy... When it's night time...
In Italy, I don't know, it's Wednesday over
here. Well, the audience audience. When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. You've got... It was in the back of your mind, John. That's fair
yes,
enough.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
you're marked for that, yes.
Because he asked me whether there was such a song, and I said no.
The music we heard was from the Serenata Notturna by Mozart. Frank, another serenade. Why should this music make me think of the road from Bukhara?
My lovely song.
Lovely tune.
My friend says that is Hassan, the music, which was written by James Elroy Flecker.
Well, no, the music was written by Delius.
Well, I didn't know, but the Hassan was, wasn't it? And it's presumably the other end, your town, is the other end of Samarkand Road.
Yes, that's right, the other end of that golden road, yes.
So if you're taking the return trip on the coach...
That's right. Samarkand is east of Bukhara, and we take the golden road to
I've
Samarkand
got that
from Hassan by Flecker.
Famous train timetables. I can't say which company produces it. The other day I was looking up the trains to Samarkand.
Really?
It's rather nice, you know, an alternative to the road.
Gosh.
All right,
can you imagine what the restaurant car is like?
On the plane to Mandalay. Doesn't it sort of ring, does it?
Yeah.
Ian, your question is really rather difficult, but I'm often accused of asking you specially easy questions. So here is a difficult one.
Not by you.
By you. Question. Why should this music make me think of Queen Alexandra, Edward VII's bride? Fabulous opening, I think. Well?
Well, I'm happily in a position to be able to tell you what the music is, I think.
Yes.
It's a Puccini opera, which is, alas, not performed as often as some of the others, called La Fanciulla del West.
Or in English?
The Girl of the Golden West. And I imagine that that makes you think of Queen Alexandra... Because it was produced about the time that they came to the throne.
You knew the work. You worked your way very nearly to it. Good enough.
And also, wasn't she Danish, Queen Alexandra?
Yes, she was.
Yes, well, you see, out west, they call buns Danish buns.
Danish pastries.
I'll have a Danish.
Yes.
You see, and that's what the king said, yes, and that is the connection.
And he was so fond of them, that's why they called him Tum Tum, wasn't it?
I don't know why I bother to try and answer my question. Yeah.
Especially easy though it was.
Yes. No, difficult though it was. Ian has the mark. Puccini's Girl of the Golden West was dedicated to Queen Alexandra. Dennis, I don't think you'll know this song.
For I just can't make my eyes behave. Two bird brown eyes, I am their slave. My lips may say, run away from me.
From a 1906 Ziegfeld show, sung there by Joan Morris. On the subject of eyes, Dennis, and using song titles as your guide, what do I and what don't I see in your eyes?
In song titles?
Yes.
If I may take the second part of your question first.
Yes.
I don't see me. I don't see me in your eyes anymore.
Yes. Yeah. And what is there in my eyes, 1924?
There's danger in your eyes, Cherie.
Oh, that will have to do. Not 1924. In 1924.
I can't do dates as well.
You certainly have your marks. There's yes, yes in your eyes.
Oh, yes.
I can't resist telling you there was another great vaudeville star of the early 1900s, Eve Tanguay. She had a hit song called It's All Been Done Before, But Not the Way I Do It.
Lovely. Great.
We've commented in earlier editions that Karl Maria von Weber could be translated as Charlie Weaver, just as Monteverdi was really Mr. Greenhill. Monte, Verdi, Hill, Green, Greenhill.
He wasn't green.
So, right, in the same manner and with some piano music to help you, John, tell me after I've played, who was Notable Henry?
Well, if Ados is the Spanish for Henry, this could be Gran Ados. Great Henry.
Or Granny Henry.
Well, no, but I don't think he is.
Enrico was his name, so Henry.
Enrico.
And Granados.
Granados.
In Spanish means notable.
Granado.
Granado.
We learn something new every day.
Granado.
Why are you talking like that?
Frank, I'm going to play you some music by Lucky Chris. Lucky Chris.
It's Gluck. Yes. His name, if you've got a composer handy, his name is Glücklich Christopher.
Yes.
And Home and Dry.
Well, Gluck means lucky. So
it's Gluck, is it?
Mr. Yeah. Lucky. Christoph Willibald von Gluck. Ian, Mr. Wolftown. Listen.
Mr. Wolftown.
Wolftown.
What language?
Spanish. Spanish for wolf.
Villa Lobos.
Yes,
oh,
comes from
that's
his,
very easy.
Comes from one of his...
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Yes. Comes from one of his Bachianas Brasileiras. The one before I played was The Dance of the Blessed Spirits, and before that, The Maiden and the Nightingale. Dennis, who was Gus the painter?
I don't know.
Elaine Stritch wanted a cheer for him in company.
Ah, yes. I don't know. Yes. Do I get an extra mark if I tell you where he wanted it? If I tell you? another long exhausting day, another $1,000,
yes.
A matinee, a pinta play, perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that.
Yes. That's right. Let's hear it for
let's
Mahler.
Let's hear it for Mahler.
Yes, yeah. Gustav Mahler. Mahler being the German for a painter.
Yeah.
Malcolm Arnold, I'm right, aren't I, wrote some pieces under an assumed name of Henri Cheval, which is the nearest he could get to Harry the Horse.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I believe so.
I would not put it past him, would you, John? No.
And that... song from Company of Elaine Stritch, yes. By Stephen Sondheim. Stephen Sondheim is an anagram of demon he pens hits.
That's right. Musical criticism is no new thing. I came across a 1614 composition called Oh God, the Rock. We don't have much rock and roll in this program, but we do have top pops, especially of a couple of decades ago, when people were telling each other, as usual, they don't write tunes anymore. They did, though, and they still do. Here are four snatches of records made in the 1960s. John, just three words from which, please, I'd like the name of the musical and the name of the singer.
As long as...
Do you know, you must have seen the show.
It's Oliver.
Yes, Oliver.
And it's as long as he needs me.
Yes, as long as, that's right. And the singer there...
Miss Brown.
No, not Miss Brown. No, you're guessing, you see. You thought it was Miss Brown. No, this is also sung as a great hit by...
Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey, yes. Frank,
lovely voice of Shirley Bassey.
Frank, for you, the indefinite article and a painter's name.
Michelangelo.
Oh, song and singer.
Oh, it's Matt Munro.
Yeah.
Not Glossy. And it's Portrait of My Love.
Yeah, that's right. Michelangelo. Ian, John had three words. Here are three for you.
I remember you.
Four notes, three words.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Singer, name?
Oh, Frank Chexfield.
No.
I mean,
good.
Oh, wait a minute. Frank, I feel.
Prefer Frank Chexfield myself. Yeah. That's just a personal reaction, actually. Everyone else, Ian, had a two-part question. So for your other half, Mark, who wrote the words? And that will wipe the smile off your face.
No, well, you can be accused of asking me too difficult a question.
Well,
yes.
I remember you a few kisses ago, stars that fell like rain out of the blue. Obviously a good lyric writer.
Yeah, was that Johnny Mercer?
Johnny Mercer, mate gives it to you, yes. Dennis, one word, listen very carefully, it is in fact the penultimate word of the song.
Just!
William.
Well, there's a...
Terry Wogan, who I revere, has been lately very, very funny about a Spanish singer called Iglesias, who has a song which sounds exactly like Just Jaws. Yes, it is yours, but he sings Jaws.
Yes, he does.
And it really is very funny.
But that wasn't Iglesias.
No, that was Vera Lynn.
That was Vera Lynn, yes, it was indeed. In a moment or two, we're going to choose a song suitable for a marriage guidance clinic. Meanwhile, just one or two odd lines from songs. John, where will I find the words, don't you know that she's exclusive?
You'll probably find it in your answer sheet.
That's right.
It's funny. Don't you know? Don't you know?
You know the tune. E. New must know the tune, I think. Frank, the song.
I can't remember. Don't you know that she's... It's very early.
Yes.
Who's marvellous?
Who's marvellous? Oh, who's wonderful? Miss Annabelle.
Miss Annabelle Lee. Don't you know that she's exclusive? Comes halfway through the chorus. Right? Fair enough. Your side has it. Frank, the band had only one more song to play.
Oh, you can hear it, can't you? It took a long time to play it, too.
Yes, it did. And
it's the last waltz big number.
Yes, the last.
And it was Engelbert Humperdinck,
right,
with his shirt open.
The band had only one more
bits
song
of gold
to play.
Dangling and firm white teeth.
And we know the firm.
Yes. Has its ups and downs, you know, the firm. Ian, pickled cabbage is all right.
I'm sure it is.
Dennis had it, actually. Yeah, a little bit of cucumber, he said, and he was right. Yeah. Dennis, not to them, not to those.
Not to her, not to him, not to them, no to them. Me, she gave her attention.
She gave her attention. Not to them, not to them.
Those, not to them, not to
them. In Berlin.
It's like driving me crazy, it sounds.
It is rather,
same
yes.
tune, isn't it?
Very, very similar, yes. Identifying the start of a song is easy enough. What's a bit more difficult is carrying on from the middle onwards. So let's try it. John, how does this continue?
I'm having a wonderful mime show from the opposition here. They're waving their hands
quite
about.
Quite sure you've sung this to us in years gone by.
Yes, I know.
I'll play you the accompaniment to the beginning part. Yes.
That's funny. It wouldn't have helped me a bit.
Yes.
Hail Came
Pale,
the dawn.
Yes, Pale Hands I Love, Decide the Shalimar. Indian Love Lyrics, the Kashmiri song. Yes.
Thanks, fellas.
Frank, a Victor Herbert middle bit.
Portrait of my... Tell me, it's one tune dries out others.
It's my little gypsy dream girl. Ian has sung it. Ian has sung it on occasion. Very nice occasions they were, too.
No mark
there. Ian, what is it, and how does the refrain go? Yes, it's tricky, isn't it?
It's the
cutting
white dove,
to the chorus, yes. Carry on, go on. Lovely stuff. The White Dove by Franz Lehár.
As Ken Dodd would say, by Jove, I needed that.
Yes. Dennis, different sort of music. Again, what follows? It's a middle eight.
I don't know, 100 tunes came into my head and none of them is right.
Two loving arms to embrace me, two sometimes to idolise you each time.
Babykins.
They face me.
Babykins, I wish that I were twins.
Yes. I wish that I were twins.
Yes, Fats Waller. I've got a record of Fats Waller singing that.
You reached it. I wish that I were twins. Go into a hotel, there's background music. Step into a lift, there's background music. Around the world, banks, offices, aircraft, supermarkets, waiting rooms, everywhere, background music, weaving its anonymous blanket. I've no doubt they now have background music as you sit and wait for your turn at the Marriage Guidance Council, Marriage Guidance Clinic. Question is, what should they play? Or perhaps, what would it be a good idea for them not to play? Any ideas? John.
When I went there, they were playing some ballads. After they'd finished Parted,
yes,
we had Goodbye. Followed by Him, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Well started. Yeah. Frank, Marriage Gardens Clinic.
No, no, Nanette. Nanette, no, no.
No, 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 Ian.
If there had been a certain amount of aggro between the couple, they might be playing I'm One of the Ruins That Cromwell Knocked About a Bit. I wonder who's kissing her now.
Yes, yes, that's where I was getting more sinister there. Yeah. Dennis?
I think unlikely tune would be Come All Ye Faithful. I think much more likely would be Strangers in the Night.
Right. A question from Mr. Race to Mr. Muir. I say, Mr. Muir, how does the Ammonia song begin?
Ammonia, oh, strolling
vagabond. He's got it, yes, that's right. Thank you very much, yes. Molloy, Khan, Kunika. The names may not all be familiar, but I think you'll find their songs are, especially the Ammonia song with which we end. Frank, James Lyman Molloy, almost 100 years ago, wrote your Love's Old Sweet Song.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet song.
The way to do it. Oh, it's too much for him to overcome. John, call the cows, will you?
Call the cows. I love this song, but I do apologise to Ian and any other Scots people because I don't really know how to pronounce it. So it's a Sassenach version. Call the yows to the nows. Call them where the heather grows. Call them where the bunny rose. My bonny dearie, the hawk the mavis evening sang, sound and cloud and woods among, then a falling letters gang. My bonny dearie, call the yows to the nows, call them where the heather grows, call them where the bunny rose. My bonny
Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito wrote a number of evergreen songs together, including this one for Dennis, or for Dennis now, anyway.
I apologise not only to the Scots, but the whole of the British nation. And foreign dependencies.
Charlie, my boy, oh, Charlie, my boy, you thrill me, you chill me with shivers of joy. You got that kind of sort of bit of a way that makes me, takes me, tell me, what shall I say? And when we dance, I read in your glance sweet notions and oceans of love and romance. They tell me Romeo was some lover too, but boy, he could have taken lessons from you. You seem to start where others get through. Oh, Charlie, my boy.
I told you.
I also apologise to everybody called Charlie.
Yes. And so to the last song in this series of my music. It's from our own Strolling Vagabond, Ian Wallace, who sings, appropriately enough, Good Night.
I'm only a strolling vagabond, so good night, pretty maiden, good night. I'm bound for the hills and the valleys beyond, so good night, pretty maiden, good night. I follow fortune that beckons me on, I catch at her skirt, and the lady is gone. But that's just my luck, it's all right. I'm only a strolling vagabond, so good night, pretty maiden, good night. Good night, good night. Good night, pretty maiden. Good night.
That song was born in 1921, as were one or two other good things. No time to list them in detail. Merely to tell you that victory in this closing edition of My Music goes to Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.